Yeah, VNA is a wonderful thing. I went and bought one of the cheap ones, and I learned a ton about impedance and reactance, and you know all the different characteristics of a AC circuit. And it was a great learning tool. And of course now I can if somebody's radio isn't working, I can just slap that on and go, oh well, here you go, and takes you right to the problem pretty much.
Did you get like one of the $40 or $50 ones they have on Amazon by any chance?
Yeah, I did. It's got to be, 5-6 years ago now, shortly after they came out. So I've got like the version 1 or 2 or something. They've got some really fancy ones out now, and they even have some spectrum analyzers that are pretty cheap. I was thinking about getting one of them just to, monitor my emissions and stuff.
Yeah, copy that. I was skeptical when I saw the price point of those things, but you're the first person I've asked about it. But if they do have some utility, I mean, it's not like I'm out a whole lot of money if it doesn't meet my expectations. What works really well for a spectrum analyzer for VHF and UHF, I found, is one of the NOLEC. Software-defined radio is just the receiver that's like a little USB dongle. That's a really good spectrum analyzer just to see how much leakage you have and how many, all the strange harmonics that are being generated around your radio, over.
Yeah, I've messed around with an RTL-SDR dongle for a little while there, and I gave it to my son to mess around with, and I'm not sure that I ever got it back, so I need to sort that out. I would like to get a scope to run on a computer screen or whatever for HF. And those are really neat. That VNA, it's the nano VNA, and you can hook it to a computer too and run some software to look at some things. And there's some calibration tools that it comes with. So it's not great, but it does a pretty good. That's way better than I can. I'm not smart enough to use a really good one. So it's good enough for me.
My HF radio that I'm using is a ICOM IC7300, which has the built-in waterfall. That's got some built-in antenna analyzer stuff. It's not like a vector analysis, but you can do like a sweep to see how your SWR curve looks like over some given band. And been a lot of use out of that. It took a while to master it, but I think that was a good investment. I'm happy I got that radio. This is KFHTDN.
KDDQT here. Yeah, I've heard nothing ever bad about a 7300. Looks like a really neat unit. My HF is an ICOM 706, and the only one that's kind of up and running right now is in one of my vehicles that has a cracked cylinder head. So if I want to do HF, I get the battery charged up and go out and sit in the truck and run HF for now. I do have a Kenwood 520, but I don't have it running right now. I got to get an antenna up around the QTH.
Yeah, copy that. I was skeptical at first that it's a software-defined radio instead of a heterodyne, but it has not disappointed. I have gotten much joy out of that radio. I love that one. I also love my little Yaesu ST70D handheld. I had that in my car for a long time until I replaced it with this Radiodity dual band. I think it's just a rebranded Anytone. I got it, it was cheap, 50 watts, which is all that the through-the-glass trim I have can take, and, I figured I'm going to kick it around in the car, and I don't really want to put a super nice radio in my car for that reason, and it's been good. I don't like it. Just the fit and finish and everything of it is just, it just feels cheap compared to the ICOM and Yaesu stuff.
Yeah, the name brand radios really do have a better feel to them and stuff. But right now I'm talking to you on a Vero VRN7500 in my car. It's a headless radio. Got to use my phone to see what the frequency is and to make all the settings and stuff, which is a real pain, it turns out. But it has a big clunky mic, and I don't know, it seems to do the job. Does APRS, uses the GPS on the phone for that, and so you can, you know, send messages and stuff. It's do a little bit of packet. It's pretty neat. It's not great. I'm not sure I love it, but it has some neat features.
Yeah, the other one I just picked up, because I wanted to, you know, one thing I'm finding is that the, once you get away from the software-defined radios, it seems like the monoband radios give you the best performance. I think these dual and quad-band ones are really just two-meter radios, and they do some kind of electronic trickery to make them be multi-band. But I got a ICOM, it's their commercial model. I don't know the model number off the top of my head, but it's a 70-centimeter radio. What a nice little unit. Like, it took a while to track down the programming software for it, but once I did, it works really well. It's built like a tank. Sound quality's awesome. For 40 watts, it can really reach out quite a ways with just a J-pole antenna.